You're listening to Fan of a Fan, an independently produced podcast for stans by stans. I'm Augie.
And I'm Kayla.
And y'all, we got a show for you. Okay. Let's get into it.
So, Sunday night, after performing at their last Jingle Ball show as a five-piece group, Fifth Harmony got on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook and announced that Camila Cabello would be leaving the group. So, we're going to be talking about our reaction to that announcement.
And why it isn't a surprise.
Yeah, and why it isn't a surprise. We're going to take non-stans through the timeline of, you know, what happened with Fifth Harmony over the last year or so. And yeah, so first, I want to say that, you know, I think it's worth mentioning that Camila has always been presented to the public as the face of the group from the beginning.
Yeah.
From the beginning, since X Factor. And I also think it's worth mentioning that she was once a One Direction fangirl, like had the account.
Like a full-on stan.
Stan, yeah, like had the fan stan account.
These are all context things that matter.
Yes. And, you know, that from the beginning, like once we found that out, when that came out, that she was an actual stan that had a stan account and everything, she, to me, I felt like I would kind of like watch her moves because it felt like she knew what stans wanted from a celebrity, you know? And now you have this platform where you are a celebrity and you know what stans want. So I was kind of like, I don't know, like you can go back on my Twitter to like 2014 before any of this mess started with Fifth Harmony. And like, I've tweeted about things like, man, she has y'all in the palm of her hand, you know, stuff like that, because I just feel like she knows exactly what fans want. So I do want to read the announcement to you guys for the people that may not have seen it. So pretty much it goes like this. After 4.5 years of being together, we have been informed via her representatives. Y'all. Let me pause.
Her she representatives? Didn't even have the balls to tell them herself.
Her representatives. Are you fucking serious?
Anyways.
Like, I'm not surprised, though. Like, that is such a Camila thing to do.
Yeah.
But anyway, that Camila has decided to leave Fifth Harmony, we wish her well. You harmonizers have been there with us since the beginning. You supported us. You've rejoiced and cried with us. You've grown with us. And with your love and support, we will continue on. That being said, we are excited to announce that we will be moving on forward with the four of us, Allie, Normani, Dinah, and Lauren. For our fans, we are four strong, committed women who will continue with Fifth Harmony as well as our solo endeavors. And I really like that they threw that in.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it shows that they want to, you know, go do things on their own, but they're also still committed to the group.
That word committed is like, there were so many Easter eggs in this announcement that were like, just little hints as to like why it wasn't working with Camila. And I think the word committed, and also adding in that they are still going to do solo stuff, that is really important, because what really, I think, the straw that broke the camel's back with Camila was the fact that she was pursuing solo endeavors, but was also really just disgusted with the group and anything that had to do with Fifth Harmony. And so that really put like a bad taste in people's mouths, especially people who were fans of the group. So anyways, that statement was, to me, was golden, and I think it's amazing that they got it out before her and her quote-unquote representatives got whatever that message they want to get out. You know, like, I think it's good that they, you know, owned that narrative early and are able to kind of get a jump start on, you know, whatever it is that's going to be next. So listen.
So what was your initial reaction when you saw the announcement?
Oh my god. So it was, my immediate reaction was like joy. And also, like, this was a long time coming, because, like you said, like, to anyone who's been paying attention, this has been, honestly, almost 2 full years of, like, knowing that she's been detached, and it's so much deeper than just her releasing solo songs.
Right.
You know? So, honestly, everyone was counting down and like wondering when it was going to happen. So it was pretty much just like, okay, finally, now we can finally move past this and figure out what's next for them. So it was definitely a mixture of like joy and like, finally, this is happening. But just thinking about their journey as a group, as a whole, you know, I'm thinking back to like when Danity Kane first broke up, and it's like you always want more for the group as a whole, especially when you think back to when you were first becoming a fan. And it's disappointing when like it has to be, there has to be some kind of weird fracture, or, you know, someone in the group is just tainting their whole, you know, image and their legacy kind of thing. But something that definitely is different from like Danity Kane, and I think he's even more similar to like when DC, you know, Destiny's Child entered their Survivor era, is like you dropped the people that weren't that great for the group anyway, and you moved on even stronger. So I feel like that is the moment Fifth Harmony, or whatever they're going to call themselves next, is entering. So that's exciting for me. And so my final like reaction, I feel like, is really just excitement for them. I have no doubt that this is so much better for the group now.
Yeah. So my like initial reaction was like, I said out loud, I'm not surprised. Yeah. That was the first thing I said, like, oh, I'm not surprised. And I think that I was like, I really just laughed. Like, it was just so funny to me because like I said, it's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
At this point, it was really like, when will it happen? Not if it's gonna happen. I think last year, when she put out her first duet with Shawn Mendes and stuff like that, if she would have left then I would have been maybe like surprised or whatever, because it was still new, it was still fresh, you know, the fact that she was trying to become a solo star while she was in the group.
Right.
So I think last year I would have been a lot more, you know, surprised or whatever. But now,
I don't know. Like, it's weird to me. Like, honestly, it would have been more fitting if she had left last year when she had duet with Shawn Mendes. I Know What You Did Last Summer. For the simple fact because, like, they were in between albums and, like, no one knew what the hell was going on with Fifth Harmony. But, you know, they've entered this era now, which, you know, the album was really solid. It showed growth in both writing, lyrically, beats, like everything about it was more
mature.
They had
one of the biggest songs,
you know,
this
and
year.
It had one of the best pop songs this year. Work From Home has been on almost every Best of 2016 list. And so this truly for her is like a move to, because she's just tired of sharing the spotlight and is tired of the group, and nothing that can happen with the group success-wise is enough for her. She's just done, you know?
Because
and
at
so,
the end of the day, she's still sharing the spotlight with other people.
Exactly. And she's also now going from being in a group where it's like this, the only major group that's really having hits right now, to joining this gigantic bucket of pop girls
solo
that
artists
sound exactly the same with that really weird indie accent. I don't even know what the fuck to call it. But
welcome
like
my kitchen. We have bananas and avocados.
That vine is hilarious. Everybody needs to watch it. But yeah, like it's honestly this a really, really self-serving move. And I don't know why anyone would wanna, I don't see people genuinely rooting for her besides that small sect of fans that have been following her anyway. But like literally, like, you're no different from like half the other people on radio right now. So to me, it doesn't seem like the smartest move, because honestly, Fifth Harmony was more of a sinking ship this time last year than they are right now.
Most
like,
definitely.
You know, and so that to me is why the timing is both surprising and not surprising at the same time, if that makes any sense.
And I think, for me, I think I would understand her leaving, you know, if the music she claimed to be making lived up to that, like, hashtag real music she claimed it would be. You know, she did a lot of, like, solo interviews last year where she's kind of just, she pretty much said, you know, I don't have the artistic freedom that I would like to have in the group. And that is true. They don't write a lot of their music. And I know that they want to, you know what I mean? That's why Lauren has recently, you know, released a song that she helped write. And, you know, the other girls have done solo things. That's fine. That's all fine and dandy. Even releasing it, you know, for people to buy, that's all fine and dandy. My issue is that the songs that Camila has put out, the two songs that we have gotten from her, have not been lyrically profound, and the music has not been this amazing, you know, thing that she, you know, she claims that
it'll be. She collabed with Machine Gun Kelly.
Machine Gun Kelly, y'all. Machine Gun Kelly. And the parts that she's singing is completely sampled.
Yeah.
She's not even singing original lyrics. Like, at least with Fifth Harmony, you haven't heard these lyrics before. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, to me, it's like, you're talking about this artistic freedom and wanting to do real music, blah, blah, blah. But the music that you're putting out is not even living up to the hype that you're giving yourself.
I mean, And I mean, look, I'll give her this, you know, both songs, especially Now Bad Things, they are performing pretty decently on pop radio.
Can't take
but
that away from her.
It goes back to what, you know, Mother Beyonce was saying, like, you know, put out a single and burnout. They all sound the same, you know, and it's like, you're going to be hot for this minute, but like, what foundation are you actually laying for a career that's going to have longevity? And you know, I mean, because I feel like people are already starting to get tired of this indie pop voice. And I feel like it was something that stood out in 2016, which is definitely one of the things I hope we leave in 2016. And if that's the case, I don't know what she's banking on right now.
Right. And I mean, we have no idea what she's going to do when she doesn't have someone else on the track with her, you know?
That too.
What I see for her is a few more, like, radio hits. I don't see her, like, completely burning out immediately. I think a lot of people are like, they want that for her.
Right.
Because that'd be her karma.
Oh, no. She's signed to Republic. Like, she's she has a really good team behind her. Like, I don't think it's going to be an immediate flop. I just am saying I don't see longevity from her.
No. I don't think, like, when she puts out an album, the album won't do well. Mm-hmm. It'll be like the Chainsmokers, where they have the number one song in the country, but their album goes like double wood chip.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, we'll see. I'm interested to see how it goes.
Yeah.
Now,
so let's break down like where it all went wrong and like just give people this primer on it, because I feel like, you know, a lot of people, especially who aren't necessarily in the Stan world, they either, this came as a complete surprise for them, or they're assuming that this is as surface level as, oh, she thinks she's the Beyonce of the group, so she's trying to get away, which, like, it's, there's just a lot of layers. And like we mentioned before, it's, you know, about 2 years in the making now of this happening. So Kayla, like, you, let's like just, you know, break it down. I'll go all the way back to March 2015.
let's
map this out.
Okay, so March 2015, Camila's birthday is in March, right?
Yeah.
March 2015 is the last time we've seen Fifth Harmony, like, really, to me, genuinely be like friends. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you why. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is the reason for all of this. So Taylor Swift and Camila, I guess, like, form this kind of friendship type of thing. At first, it was kind of like we'd see Camila, like, following Taylor around, like, going to certain restaurants and stuff like that, like a lap dog. Like, it was just so weird. Like, she'd be following her around.
Like a little puppy.
Yeah, it was very strange. So Taylor threw Camila a party.
A birthday party.
And, you know, everybody was there. Selena, Taylor,
other white girls. I think Soraya from Empire, was she there?
Yeah, she's like the token
basically
black, you
know? Like,
she's
the quote-unquote Taylor squad. Like, squad, we're all at Taylor's house or Selena's house to celebrate Camila's birthday.
Yes.
Yeah.
So initially, people were, like, upset because it's like, okay, what happened to your friends, you know, Fifth Harmony? Where were they? You know, why weren't they there? For me, I really didn't think it was that big of a deal in the beginning, because I know that, you know, being a fan of them, they would not get along with those girls. You know what I mean?
But also, realistically, you know that, you know, in your own life, you have different groups of friends, and, like, you celebrate with one group, and, you know, you might celebrate with the other group in a different way.
Yeah.
But then we find out that, like,
they had no idea.
They had no idea, and she lied and told them that she was spending her birthday with her
family.
With her
family, yeah.
You know, like, Allie, I think...
people will say, to this day, people will say, oh, well, she didn't know it was a surprise, blah, blah, blah. That's a goddamn lie. That girl knew that party was being thrown, and she did not tell them.
And like, so, even because, if... like, didn't Allie have, like, a birthday message to her on Twitter, like, oh, I hope, you know, happy birthday, girl. I hope you have a nice night with your family.
With your family, yes.
Hours later, there's pictures of her posted up with Taylor Swift and Selena Gomez.
Like,
and
literally the biggest celebrities, the biggest pop girls. And
of that moment, yeah.
Of that moment. And, you know, I'm thinking you're with your family. Like, that is so... like, I know they were like, oh my God, this bitch lied to us. So that was the beginning of it, right? So... from then...
but wait. You have to mention, though, that was, like, the Allie's message was, like, the first flag.
Yeah.
But then there's Normani in that interview that Normani did.
So, like, a couple days after they were... I don't know what... They're always on tour. Like, they're the most touring people ever. Yeah. But they were at one stop, and they were doing an interview with a radio DJ, and he asked them something like, you know... well, where were you guys or something like that? And Normani was like, well, personally, I know that we didn't go.
Yeah.
But
you guys have
dying
to watch it.
Laughing.
It's amazing.
It's like, it's hella awkward, though, because it's like, they did not know.
Yeah.
They didn't know.
And honestly, it sucked because countless interviews after that
were
pretty much, like, there was a whole chunk of every interview for, like, months after they, you know, the Taylor Swift birthday thing happened, where the interviewer would take out like 5 minutes of the time to just ask Camila about her friendship with Taylor. And so, you know, the other girls are just sitting here like, this is not what we signed up for, you know, like
right.
we're here to talk about our music. We're here to talk about our shows and what we're working on. Like, don't sit here and just, you know, get one member out and just talk to her about Taylor Swift forever, you know? And so it's like that, I feel like it's a mixture of things. Like, it was both Camila's attitude about this, but also the amount of press attention it was getting that really took away from the hard work and the time these other four girls were putting in, you know?
Yeah,
it was like disrespectful.
Like, it became, I think that was the beginning of her becoming just Camila Cabello instead of Camila Cabello of Fifth Harmony.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That was the beginning of that. It was awkward in the interviews or whatever. And then people were kind of like over her at that point. And then there were rumors of her like talking shit about the girls to her A-lister friends, right? I still don't know how this started, but, you know, a lot of people believed it because the interactions between them as a group changed drastically.
Yeah, and this, like, is both, like, on interviews that you actually see, and if you compare interviews from, like, 2014 to 2015, it's a big difference. But also, like, they completely stopped engaging on social media with each other.
Completely.
And this is a group that was, that, like, owes a lot of their success to social media activity. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Both, like, with fans, but also with each other, because, like you mentioned before, Camila used to be a stan, and she knows exactly what stans want, and it's for their faves to interact. But also, like, they genuinely were interacting because they were actually friends, you know? And so if you go right now on Camila's page and try to scroll down and try to find
no
the last time she
Harmony.
Posted a simple selfie with any of her group mates, you'll be scrolling till 2014. Like,
girl,
and,
listen,
you know, there's nothing there besides the occasional promo image, you know, of the group. And so I think through 2015, like, all of those signs started popping up, even though people want to deny it. But if you guys want to go back and look at it, like, the signs are definitely there. But so you go from, so this was all happening spring 2015. This was, like, you know, I guess right after Reflection, their debut album came out, right?
Mm-hmm.
This was happening around that time. And then we get into summer 2015.
Yes.
And, like, so, early fall.
Yeah. So she's, like, you know, hanging out with Shawn Mendes now.
Mm-hmm.
She, like, because Shawn Mendes was opening for Taylor on tour, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so she had gone to, I think she had gone to, like, I mean, every day I was seeing the update account saying, Camila is at Taylor's tour again. So she was going to the tour, whatever, and one time she actually went with Allie, because Allie really does like Taylor Swift, or whatever. And the rumor is that, she left Allie in like the pit or whatever where the celebs would go, or people with, you know, the VIP tickets or whatever. She left Allie in the pit to go backstage with Shawn Mendes to film whatever like behind the scenes thing they did for their little duet that would be coming out later on in the year. Mm-hmm. You know, when that came out, people were like, okay, so she's like, she ain't shit. That's when people started calling her a snake and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Because it was like, you're supposed to be friends with this person and you go to a concert with this person and you leave her.
Yeah. If that's really like how it went down, that is terrible. But honestly, like, people aren't mad at her because she tried to do solo stuff. Like, right. Let's get that out of the way, because Dinah was, you know, during this time was, you know, auditioning for the voice acting of Moana, you know, and like everyone was rooting for her. People were tweeting like the producers of Moana, like, you know, please cast Dinah. Like, people were rooting for her.
Because she's Polynesian, by the way, like, background. She's Polynesian and, you know, Moana is Polynesian, for the people that don't know.
Yes, exactly. So this was supposed to be like a huge moment for Dinah, and people were rooting for her, you know. And like when Normani released her dance video to Commas, or like when she released her Say It cover, like people are excited for them when they do stuff like this, because it shows their full range when they can't always do that within the group. The issue with Camila is that as she started doing these solo things, she started becoming really, like, I don't know if it's like people were whispering things to her in her ear and just really gassing her up.
I really think that's what it is.
Because it got to the point where not only was she like doing these solo things, but she was looking down on everything Fifth Harmony and started being really, you know, just started looking at her fans, like Fifth Harmony fans and the group, in a really negative, condescending way, you know? And so because of her attitude, it created like this huge rift, you know, within both the fandom and the group, you know? And I think that's what's really interesting about the fracturing, I guess, of this group, because I don't know that other groups that have broken up or that have lost a member have had the fandom like entwined with all of that as much as Fifth Harmony has. And if you guys want to go back and listen to our girl group episode, we like really dig into how big of a like role Fifth Harmony's fans have played in their rise. And it's not like any other fandom artist relationship. It's completely different. And so I think at this point in the timeline, like, you know, late 2015, fans of the group really started, you know, they felt disrespected by her, when people very gladly would have supported her if she would have just had a better attitude. So I think it's important to note that, you know, there were two things happening here. It was like there was this really big fracture within the fandom, but also within the group. And both of the crux of both of those issues were the way Camila was kind of moving through this solo thing. And she had an air like she just didn't want to be there, you know? And that, to people who are like putting in their time and money into supporting you, that's not a good, that no one wants to deal with someone like that. No one wants to support someone like that. So
yeah, I want to rewind though, back to their anniversary, the anniversary of the group being formed, 727 in 2015. I remember, you know, for all the years before, they did the long, you know, Instagram posts about, you know, how they gained four sisters and how, you know, they love the fans, blah, blah, blah. Every year on the anniversary, they posted things like that. Camila. She posted a picture of, like, a collage of her, like, hugging a bunch of fans. Just her, though. Just her. And she's like, you know, you guys have been fans of us for 4 years, blah, blah, blah. And this has just been amazing ride, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, for me, it felt like she was posting that as a solo artist. She not once think she mentioned the girls at all. Like, I think she might have said, you know, oh, and it's been great being in the group. Like, it was just so like dismissive. And the fact that she, like, it's small things that it's like she does that, you know, you'll catch it if you're paying attention, but like as a fan that is like totally devoted to her, you're like, oh my God, she's so sweet. She's shouting out the fans instead of shouting out the girls, blah, 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 because the fans are what really matters. Like, that is Stan's point of view when they're like completely in it and like completely, I like to call them brainwashed. Yeah, like they're like completely whipped or whatever. So I remember a lot of people being like, okay, that's the last straw for me with her. Like, there were so many moments last year where people were just like, okay, this is the last straw. This is the last straw. You know, it took a few people longer than others. I was over it in the beginning because it was obvious to me. Like, it did not take her having to separate herself for me to say, okay, she's over it. No, I noticed it in the beginning because she saw how much attention she got from the whole Taylor thing, from the birthday party thing, and that got in her head, along with, and I mean, we can talk about parents and stuff like that another episode, but she has, like, her parents are very, like, evidently in her ear, like, okay, you're better than them. You know what I mean? And she had this kind of, like, superiority thing going on with her attitude. It was just like, I don't even need to be here. I mean, it was to the point where she was taking different flights as them. She was riding in different cars than them. You know, like, we would see Vines and Snapchat or whatever of them having fun in, you know, a car, whatever, you know, riding to venues, and she was nowhere to be found, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, things like that, it's like, you're completely disregarding this group that got you to where you are, that makes it, you know, makes it able for you to, you know, put out solo music.
Yeah.
You would not be putting out solo music if you were not in this group. You were eliminated on X Factor as a solo artist.
You actually were eliminated as a solo artist. But back to the Shawn Mendes duet that they released, I Know What You Did Last Summer. So that comes out.
And it does okay, right?
It does okay.
It does okay. And it goes like top 20, right?
This was about a year ago, right?
Right, yeah. She released that around the same time she released the duet this year or whatever. Yeah, so Shawn Mendes, you know, they had this whole like thing where they were like mentioning each other on Twitter nonstop, and it was like, oh, our friendship. The whole thing was like, our friendship. This happened organically because we are two friends that love music. You know what I mean? And it was like, we just happened to be backstage at a Taylor Swift concert one day. And
what a story.
Yeah.
What a story. Whew. Anytime you get to tag Taylor into it, you know Charlie Watt had something to do with that.
Exactly. So, you know, we're
but
backstage.
Like, it was really interesting because, again, it was released around this time last year, so they were doing Jingle Ball, so she was splitting performances, kind of like she's done a couple times with Machine Gun Kelly, I think.
Yes, because, I mean, you have to think about the fact that Shawn Mendes had his own set. Machine Gun Kelly only goes to these Jingle Balls to perform that one song.
Yeah.
He does not have his own set. Literally, their time slot is 6 minutes. So she can come out after Fifth Harmony performs or before Fifth Harmony performs, because they're usually the headliner. Yeah.
Last one.
They're usually the headliner, especially this year, now that, you know, Worth It had such a huge success and things like that. A lot of people are coming to see Fifth Harmony. So she'll perform earlier in the night, you know, for her little 5-6 minutes, and then she comes back out. But people already have it in their mind that, oh, this is Camila, the solo artist, coming out. You know what I mean? And now she's going to be, oh, with her little throwaway group. So it's like, last year when she was doing the Jingle Balls, people were like hella mad because it's like, we know that you have your solo thing or whatever, but now you're coming out and you're performing the same night as Fifth Harmony, but as a solo artist. And it's like, you don't get to have your cake and eat it too. You know what I mean? Like, you're winning all of these awards with Fifth Harmony. You have the AMA now. You have multiple MTV awards and things like that. And it's like, You don't get to act like the group is not shit and then, you know, reap the benefits of it.
And then perform on the same stage and being like throwing it in their faces even more.
Exactly.
Like, that's what's frustrating, not putting any time or energy into your group, missing steps, missing notes, and then, you know, acting like you're better than everyone, completely shitting on the group, and then turn around and perform this, you know, duet that isn't even that great, but that you are hailing as your opportunity to grow as an artist and, you know, speak your mind lyrically and all that stuff. That was really frustrating and, again, hurtful to a lot of fans who really wanted to see the group do well, but because her focus was elsewhere, and again, it's not even as much about focus being elsewhere, it's like her just completely detaching herself and acting like the group is terrible, you know. So then, like, going into 2016, she just completely Like, it wasn't even like she was smiling through it anymore.
No.
Like, there she are like, countless it. Pictures of her, like, standing completely separate from the group in photos. She has this, like, depressed frown. Like, you'd think they were holding her hostage. Like,
you, like, legit had a gun to her head.
Yeah,
you would think.
And it was bad. And she had a terrible time promoting that album.
Yes.
And then having to go on that last tour over the summer.
Yes.
But I think going into this year and on that tour that they had over the summer, there were definitely more signs as well. And it started being signs from the other girls. Like, I think mm-hmm. looking back, there was a show where, like, Lauren randomly just broke down crying. And, like,
yeah.
there was a show where Dinah just randomly broke down crying. And,
yeah, it was a mess,
you know,
y'all.
It was this a mess. Was and, like, I remember mess. Thinking back and I'm just like, can someone please check on these girls? Like, are they
yes.
okay? Like, is everything okay? I honestly thought the group itself was going to break up, you know,
yeah.
at that point. And of course, Normani went through her terrible time with
yeah.
these racist trolls, which,
time
by the way,
quick.
Was triggered because
by
of like
Camila's
freaking rabid fan base that came
yes.
at her for, you know, like came at Normani for, I don't even know, like whatever it is they picked up on, shade, whatever
right.
they want to call it, you know, and came at her with these just completely disgusting racist messages on social media. Like, all of that was going on this year, and it all makes sense that it was leading up to this. Like, I'm sure we only know the half of it, and there was crazy, crazy stuff going on, but it definitely became even more apparent this year that
yeah.
things were about to blow up in some way, shape, or form, whether it was the group breaking up or her leaving or whatever. Like, it was literally just waiting for the day for it to happen. It wasn't, is it going to happen? It was about when.
Right, when. So, like, I think that she's going to be humbled, you know?
I definitely think she's going to be humbled.
She's going to be humbled. But
I mean,
I
already,
because
I mean, if you look at the reactions to
yes,
her leaving,
to
you know,
I wanna talk about the reactions.
Both within the fan. Yeah, let's move on to reactions that we've seen. You know, we talked about our reaction, but like, you know, it was so fascinating to me because both people, it's like everyone was happy. Fifth Harmony
yes.
fans were happy because they know that, you know, the group is better without her. Her
right.
individual fans are happy because they can finally get her as a solo artist like they've always wanted. You know,
right.
non-stans, which I found
this
the most
the
hilarious.
This
you know,
is,
like, if y'all want to just go look at Kid Fury's timeline from
yes.
when it was announced, it's hilarious because, you know, I feel like he definitely obviously likes Normani the best and,
right.
you know, didn't like Camila, but I don't think
but
he understood.
No stan,
I don't
know
think
what I mean?
He, yeah, I don't think he understood, like, all the craziness that led up to it. So people were, like, tweeting him videos of, like, awkward moments with Camila and all this. And he was, like, rolling on the ground. Like, he was having the best time seeing everyone's tweets and, like,
yeah.
discovering how toxic it all was.
Right.
And everyone else was celebrating too. Like, and it was really
when have you
crazy.
Ever when have you ever seen a member of a group leave or a group break up and people celebrated?
I think
never.
Okay, so we weren't like conscious in our pop culture consumption at this time, but I'm assuming like when, you know, when Destiny's Child became DC3, you know, I think that might have been a similar, like, that's like the closest I can relate it to. You know, like
yeah.
I mentioned before with, like, you know, because it's still very different. But, like, in the sense of, like, people who were holding the group back for one reason or another being dropped and, like, the group moving on and being better and stronger. I think
yeah.
in as far as those themes go, it's the most similar to that group, you know, because with, like, Danity Kane, it was, like, a completely different kind of situation. Spice Girls. Oh, by the way, I thought it was funny because ever since she left, I've had the Spice Girls song Goodbye stuck in my head, which is like the first song they released when after Jerry left. And it's actually mm-hmm. almost 18 years to the week that they released that song.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I love when my girl group worlds collide in one way or another. But the thing is, like, I do think the girls are going to be upset.
Yeah.
You know, and they wouldn't be, because at the end of the day, it still feels like losing a sister. It's someone who was there from the beginning. They've spent holidays, birthdays together. Their families are super tight. You know, they've known each other, or were, yeah. But, like, they've known each other since they were, you know, 15, 16, 17.
Yeah.
And that is still going to be, like, it's going to still feel like a loss, which is why, you know, there was a video on Dinah's Snapchat, which I'm surprised whoever was recording even posted that. But Normani looks like visibly upset before their last show last night as a five-piece. And you can see Dinah, like, asking her if she's okay. And then, like, you know, Normani, like, is notorious for being the one that never cries.
Never shows emotion,
you know,
y'all.
Like, each, like, and every one of them cry, like, at the, you know, at the drop of
drop
a hat
of the dime,
for
yes.
happy tears, sad tears, whatever. But
she's
even if you go back
one.
To the X Factor days, like, Normani is notorious for, like, being the one that's comforting, or, like, she'll look visibly sad, but you never see a tear fall down her eye.
And I mean, you know, that's another conversation about her having to be like that. But, you know, mm-hmm, we're going to talk. Mm-hmm, we can talk about that another time.
But so, yeah. So to see her so visibly upset in that Snapchat was very telling. You know, it's this group means a lot to her, and the success of this group means a lot to her. But not even aside from that, this is her. This is family, you know, or this was family. So it feels like you're losing a family member, and that's not going to change. So I think, for me, I just hope that they are able to get through this and be okay. Like, I'm talking, like, mentally. Like, I hope they have their self-care situations on deck. Because it's tough. And even for Camila's side, like, it's, you know, you're now going from, like, having a built-in support system to doing this completely on your own. And, like, if you start finding out that, like, the people you thought you trusted, all the people saying yes to you, gassing you up, you know, as soon as you your song leaves the top 10, don't want to talk to you anymore, like, you're going to she's going to feel some type of way. Like, it's not going to be easy to, like, move through this industry completely solo.
Yeah.
And so I think it'll be really interesting to see, like, how this plays out next. But I think we should talk about, like, kind of our hopes for maybe the group and what we think is coming next. So, like, what do you think is next for Fourth Harmony, or whatever they're going to be calling themselves?
You know, like I said, I think that they had a solid era in them with her still in the group.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to hearing them more, you know, with Fifth Harmony. It was
solo
really
distribution,
like,
was tough.
Yeah. It was like Camila and then, like, the Camila Etz or whatever. She led almost all of their songs.
Yeah, like, there were multiple singles where, like, one of the girls was never heard.
Yeah.
Like, on Worth It, you don't hear Lauren once.
Where is Lauren?
On Sledgehammer, you don't hear Dinah once.
Dinah.
You know, like, and so I definitely think, as far as solo distribution goes, we don't have to hear that whiny, squirrely-ass voice anymore.
Oh,
and that... I swear, though, did they delete all the videos from them girls be like
to.
In Brazil?
They had to, because there's no way that didn't make it into that highlight reel of her ruining performances.
Oh my
but,
God.
But yeah, for Fifth Harmony, Fourth Harmony, whatever they're going to call themselves now, I want them to continue on with the pop sound, but I do want to hear a lot more like R&B influences from them. I'm excited to hear that from them. I really think because Camila's voice did not fit with kind of like the R&B genre at all, I think that is one of the reasons why they never dabbled into that. And because they wrote and recorded and produced their songs catering to the type of music that she could sing.
Exactly.
So I'm just excited to hear music from them that isn't Camila-centric or whatever. And I also really want to see them continue with their solo stuff. I haven't put that out of my mind yet. I do want to see them continue with their solo stuff. I just want to see Fifth Harmony or Fourth Harmony or whatever as a group that actually likes to be in the group. Throughout this whole year, we've seen, you know, such obvious tension, you know what I mean? And it's like, I'm just happy. I'm looking forward to seeing them as a happy group.
Right.
And I really want them to do well following this, because when we look at the history of girl groups, when someone leaves or someone gets replaced or whatever, people don't really,
it's not,
you know,
the same, like, sometimes.
Yeah, it's not the same. So, but Fifth Harmony is so different. Like,
yeah, and I'm hoping it's not the same, but for the better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything about them is so different from the way fans interact with them, from the way their career has gone so far, from the fact that they've lasted this long, you know, as a girl group in the teens, you know what I mean? Like, I just, like, the fact that they've lasted this long has surprised many people, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because everything about them is different, and the fact that people were actually happy to see her leave, I'm thinking that they'll do pretty well. And I hope that they get some rest. You know, it's the winter break or whatever, but I hope in the beginning of 2017, they come out with a bang, you know?
Yeah, for me, like, I agree with pretty much everything. I do hope that, like, they get that break and then they kind of come back early next year and everything is just rebuilt. Like, you know, if they
it's
need
time
to do,
for some
you know,
rebranding.
Honestly, if they, yeah, if they can do a complete rebrand, you know, whether that means, honestly, I think it would be nice to do a new name, but, like, that would whoever's handling the marketing with that will need to be, like, very careful with everything. Like, you know, they're already going to run into a few problems at the beginning of the year because they're slated to perform at the ABC's, you know, Rockin' New Year's Eve special as Fifth Harmony. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so now they're going to have to perform these songs that were hits when they were a five-piece and have to kind of shuffle it around for the four-piece band. And so, you know, they're already going to deal with a lot of challenges. But, and so I feel like they're not going to be able to change too much to as soon as we want them to, but it would be nice, you know, once they get through that performance and they have some time to do the rebranding, I hope they just come out and just prove to everyone that they're finally about to be the group that they were meant to be. And yeah, I think, again, I think this is only for the better. And I am so, so excited to see what's next. And I hope they can get back to that, like, core group of girls who just want to create great music together and know that that can happen within the group, you know, and not, you know, even if you are doing solo endeavors, you're not, you still know that the magic can happen within the group, because if they go back to that mindset, it'll be great. And I tweeted this yesterday, but I really hope they go back to posting covers like they used to do, because I think showcasing what they can do now
without, like, her,
it'll be beautiful. It'll be really, really beautiful. But oh my God, I could talk about this forever.
I know.
But we should mention, by the way, we taped this on Monday morning, so this is like one day after the announcement was made, and like as of now, No one individually from the group has, like, released a statement or said anything about this. So, you know, maybe on next week's episode, we might do a little mini update. I don't know, at some point in the show. But, yeah, like, tell us what y'all are thinking. Like, this is an interesting twist, but we weren't surprised. Let us know if you were.
No. Oh, I want people to tweet me and tell me how they think she's going to handle it, Camila. Yeah. I think she's going to go the victim route, and I think she's going to be like, you know, she's not going to directly say, oh, they, like, bullied me and it was terrible, but she's going to just make it seem like the experience was just, like, the worst time of her life. So if anybody else thinks that, tweet me, because I really think that's how it's going to go.
I'm almost certain that there's going to be a song on her upcoming album about terrible friends.
overcoming like terrible friendships or some stupid shit like that. Yeah. But yeah, so
listen, I can't also wait. Put this on a t-shirt. My mantra that I live by: support your local girl group.
Yes.
Do it.
Yes.
Because girl groups are amazing. Yes, they can come with drama sometimes, but it is always entertaining because of it.
Very.
So, you know, support your local girl group. I can't say that enough. And yeah, thank you guys. We are excited for Fourth Harmony.
Yes. It's going to be fun.
Thanks for listening, y'all.
Bye. I've been done for long.